I had a chance today to get on your website, as I have been during the entire week, but I read the entire article, Methane on Mars, that you wrote. And let me tell you, it is one of the most comprehensive articles I have ever seen anywhere in scientific journals, you name it. I'm telling you, Richard, after reading Methane on Mars or Back to the Future, I was convinced before, but I am so convinced that there's some fossils on Mars and that there may be plant life and other vegetation on Mars. I downloaded the whole thing, and I can't put it down. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Good job.
We are at a cusp. We are at an inflection point in history. And I don't want to overstate this, but given the implications of what's out there, you know, quoting Chris Carter, the truth is somewhere out there. I am watching these data points fall into place, and I'm watching the politics fall into place, and I'm watching this convergence of the science, the political, whatever's going on within NASA, and the demands of the people to know the truth, and the timetable, whatever that timetable is that these guys have been sitting on, where we don't get to know certain things till next Tuesday. It seems to all be moving now toward a critical moment when there will be an announcement, and the announcement seems to be, yes, there is current life on Mars. Not big guys, not dinosaurs, not ducks, not platypuses, but little guys, little inoffensive microbes that can't hold ray guns, that don't really threaten us, but it's there.
Do you think this announcement is different from what some of the other people who are at the X conference want? They probably want that there are UFOs visiting us, and we're going to disclose that. So when you talk about disclosure, Richard, are we talking about what you just mentioned, or are we talking about we've been visited, friends?
This is my favorite disagreement with my dear friend Stephen. You know, I know he put a tremendous amount of energy and effort and all that into the X conference on the theme of aliens are here right now. I do not see the president sitting in the Oval Office saying, my fellow Americans, and then, you know, bringing out, you know, a little guy with big eyes and a bulging head. I do see an announcement before the election, and I'll lay out specifically why I picked that time frame. I do see an announcement from NASA, probably, that there is current microbial life on Mars, and I see it for several specific reasons. One is the data that we've had over the last couple, 3 months, since the rover missions began and since the European Mars Express mission went into orbit, have been bang, 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 creating a much more livable, much more inviting, much more biologically friendly Mars than we have ever had scientifically corroborated. You would agree, right?
I would agree, and I think that alone is a startling revelation if they announce that. Because, well, to admit, and I'm not talking about the meteor where they said maybe it is,
yep,
and other
yep.
scientists say it, no, it's probably Earth contamination. I'm exactly with what you've just said. If they could admit that there's some kind of life on Mars, to me, that's one of the greatest stories of all mankind.
Now, if they announce that there are current living systems, even if they're just microbes, what I wrote in the three-parter, the methane paper that we wrote just before I left for the conference, is going to have a shattering effect on the intellectual intelligentsia of the world, on major media, on the political structure, and on the body politic, and most of all, of course, on this audience, all you guys out there tonight who've been following this story. It will vindicate for every one of your family and neighbors and friends and cousins and coworkers who think you're nuts. Suddenly you can get this very self-satisfied look on your face, and you can simply look at them and say, I told you so. Because, as Carl said to me over and over again, Dick, if there's much as a microbe on Mars, independently evolved, it means the galaxy and galaxies, billions and billions, are teeming with life, including intelligence. So by the same token that we said a half hour ago that NASA has ruthlessly suppressed any discussion of current life anywhere except Earth, if that admission comes in the next few months, that doorway is flung open. Your floodgates, George, are suddenly inundated with all the other implications of other life in the universe besides here on planet Earth. And along for the ride come every potential science fiction story you've ever read.
Absolutely.
Every movie you've ever been to, every X-Files episode you ever watched, every Star Trek you ever savored over, every Star Wars you ever went back and saw 385 times. In other words, it all comes rushing through that doorway, and all bets are off. And the ultimate endpoint of that path is going to be, they're here.